Ecclesia, if I pronounce that right, is the lesson for this morning. The Greek word means the called out. And that's what we're going to study, and I hope some of the said will be beneficial to you as we go through this lesson. First we're going to look at is who is the called out. If you'd like to follow along in your testament, we're going to begin with 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses number 13 and 14. It says, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. The called are those who believe in Jesus Christ and obey the gospel. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of the darkness and his marvelous light. Next we want to look at what is the church. Church of the body of Christ. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses number 22 and 23, it says, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head of over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. The church is the body of Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses number 12 through 27, it says, for as the body is one and hath many members, all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am of the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, it is therefore not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? And if the whole were a hearing, where the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, and it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now, as they many members, yet but one body. And if the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more these members, more feeble or necessary. And those members of the body, which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempted the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacketh. That there should be no seams in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Know ye are the body of Christ, and the members in particular. Through all that, we're all the body of Christ. We all have different roles that we play. Some of them a lot more important. I kind of like to think of myself as a funny bone. You know, you hit me, I might make you laugh or might make you cry, one or the other. Something that we all see the work that needs to be done as Christians. And a lot of times we all try to do the same thing, but we all have different roles. God gave us a bunch of different gifts, and we use them to better his kingdom. The house of God, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 14 and 15. It says, these things I write unto you, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 17, it says, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Both these verses illustrate the people. That is the church. There's no building, there's no structure that can be the church. It is the group of people that worship. Now we're going to look at how do we become members of the church. The first people that were added to the church we're going to look at in Acts chapter 2, verse number 36 through 47. Acts 2, 36 through 47. It says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made the same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, and every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and the breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. They heard and believed, in verse number 37. Those that received his word were baptized, in verse number 41. And Lord added to the church in verse number 47. Gospel plan of salvation. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized for the remission of sins. There's a lot of different people that believe that you can, you know, skip most of that and say a quick little prayer and save yourself. I've searched all through the Bible and I cannot find anywhere where a prayer can save you. God designed this. This is what he wanted us to do. And in being obedient to him and believing in him, this is what we need to do to have salvation. After you have been added to the church, our responsibilities. In Luke chapter 6, verse number 46, it says, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? What's the point of having a master if you're not going to obey? I mean, for most of us here, for country folks, it seems like we've been taking orders ever since we were old enough to carry firewood or build a fence or anything else. To a lot of us, it comes natural. Obedience is what our Lord wants from us. In Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, it says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. He wants us to obey Him. He wants us to go and teach. In John chapter 4, verse number 23 and 24, it says, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth." He wants us to worship Him. And not only just on Sunday, but at every day of the week. Every day of our lives. Hebrews chapter 10, verses number 24 through 25 says, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." We're to lift one another up and encourage one another. Like I said, and this is until the end of our lives, the day that is approaching. Next, we're going to look at a little bit more in depth of the worship. Singing and prayer in 1 Corinthians 14, verse number 15, says, "What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also." In Hebrews 2, in verse number 12, saying, "I will declare thy name unto the brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praises unto thee." It's very uplifting, singing is. Especially on Sunday. It's for somebody who can't sing, to hear everybody else sing it's good. First Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 29 through 35. It says, "Let the prophet speak two or three, and let the others judge. If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace, for ye may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn, and all may be comforted. And the spirit of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. As in all churches of the saints, let your women keep silent in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak. They are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home. For it is a shame for a woman to speak in the church." Sorry, ladies. But unfortunately, you have to listen to me. But we are to speak in the church and the assembly. And to speak one at a time, so there is no confusion. Next, we want to look at communion that we partake of on the first day of the week in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses number 23 through 25. "For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." In verse 33, skipping down a few verses, is, "Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order whenever I come." We are partake of communion. It is the body and the blood of our Lord and Savior. If it weren't for this, we would not have remission of our sins. We come here on this day, on the first day of the week, to remember Him. And remember the sacrifice, the suffering, that was done for us as Christians for our sins. This lesson was, to me, was something I was studying just because I didn't know the stuff off the back of my hand, like I thought that I should. You know, a lot of times we are confronted with people who don't believe the same way that we do. And it's something that we need to know as Christians and what to say. We need to have an answer.